Welcome to the Late Night Show. I am your host with the most, Steven Sisko. And I am joined by
Aiden Brown, the big dude. I am your co-host. And today we have a guest. One that we had before on the channel. Would you like to say something?
He has a microphone.
Oh, yes. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, for those who don't know who I am, I appeared in, I'm not sure which episode it was.
The box inside of the box?
No, I meant on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm Chocolate Chip, or Devin, or Green.
You joined us for the Christmas one.
Oh yeah, that was right.
A Christmas Eve, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And now I guess I'm the third co-host of this channel, of the podcast now, I guess.
I guess.
This is the second time I'm here, and I'm like, you know what? I'm already a part of the channel.
You're a guest. You're going to be a guest.
I'm already a part of the channel. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's up to you two. I mean, you guys are in charge of this. It's up to you. So, today, Aiden decided to buy us Shamrock Shakes.
That I was going to pay for.
Yeah. Steven was going to pay for them.
Yeah.
A little fun fact. Me and Aiden have actually never had Shamrock Shakes before in our lives.
You guys are losers. You've been late to the game.
But today, that changes. Because we have three medium Shamrock Shakes.
Yes, sir.
Steven, you already know how it is, so you don't say anything, I guess. Me and Aiden, shall we?
Yes, sir.
All right. Wait, hold on. Before we... Stink.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Oh, my.
Ooh.
This is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this reminds me of, actually?
McDonald's Shamrock Shakes.
That's what it is. I was going to say, this reminds me of the Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies, which I love.
It does. Like I've had
you gotta put them in your freezer, and then what I do is I get mint chocolate chip ice cream, and I crumble the Thin Mints out on top of the mint chocolate chip.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
I got it.
But anyways, happy St. Patrick's Day. I really don't have anything planned for today. Normally, I would have planned for something, but Devin decided to surprise Aiden and be like, don't tell Aiden. And then we're like, what's up, Aiden?
What's up, Devin?
What's up, Aiden?
We're just doing that for like an hour straight. That's the whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. But St. Patrick's Day, it's sort of like this like special holiday where I'm just like, yay, I get to eat food. Woo. But then COVID happened. I'm like, oh, where'd my food go?
Yeah.
That's what DoorDash is for.
Have you guys went to the St. Patrick's Day parade?
I unfortunately missed out on that. I mean,
the
I honestly didn't even know that that was happening. I did see like a bunch of cones and radar systems set up by our local police department. I'm like, why are they putting so much equipment out on a Saturday afternoon? Because the parade was on what, Sunday?
Yeah,
I was like, I was looking around. It was like Friday and Saturday. I was like, why is, you know, our police department sitting up? Well, like, there's like a lot of cars out that are on duty, a lot of like traffic cones and those billboard speedometers. And I'm like, this is not right.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how they get set up for that kind of stuff. Because, you know, they're...
Well, they get on their horses and then they go.
But... They clear out the traffic for the...
What are they, Amish all of a sudden?
Like, for the phrase and all
no,
the
they have technology.
They have cars, you know.
The Amish people don't... They don't believe in technology. Which is stupid. Like, come on, just... They probably...
Those are the ones that ride on the horses.
They probably use Nokias without cellular.
Yeah.
Like some guy pulls up behind him. Hey, that's pretty cool. How much horsepower does it have? Just one. Okay, but seriously, we at Arcade Kingdom, we don't judge anybody based on, you know, we just view everybody as normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Except me. I'm the only abnormal person in the entirety of this channel.
I
thought that was Alex, because like he doesn't really take anything seriously. No offense. Yeah.
Alex, if you're listening, we love you.
No homo.
No homo. Big homo.
Oh my god!
No homo.
Jesus Christ, Steven. Make up your mind.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways,
I don't feel safe anymore. I really don't. Especially with that outfit that I showed you earlier, I do not feel safe.
Listen, man, I'm as straight as a ruler. A broken ruler.
A broken ruler.
You sound like Donald Duck.
I was just about to point that out. It does sound like Donald Duck.
But anyways.
I was laughing. I still had bits of shamrock shake in my mouth.
Pass me the mic. Anyways. Today is a special recording for me and Aiden. And that is because for the first time ever, we are in person doing a podcast.
Yes, sir.
Ever.
Thank you, China.
Except, not really. Fuck you.
Yeah. This weekend is the 2-year anniversary of a little thing I like to call COVID FN19.
Yeah. It's still here, man.
Yeah. We wish it wasn't.
Yeah. It should have been here in the first place, but I had to change things.
Yeah.
Because the normal lockdown was supposed to last for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, about that.
One week.
Yeah.
2 years later, we're still doing this shit.
Yeah.
Even by the first year, I was like, wait a minute, this kind of reminds me of that one scene in WALL-E or whatever, though, where like, oh, like...
Where Wally's by himself?
No, I was gonna say, like, when he goes to the ship, whatever, though, he was like, oh, welcome to, like, the captain's, like, oh, it's our 700-year anniversary of our 5-year cruise. I was like, oh my god, it's turning into that ship scene. Everyone's slowly gaining weight because of the pandemic. None of the public buildings were open. the lockdown was only supposed to last for 2 weeks. It ended up lasting for 1 year.
Yeah.
It's just like the Wall-E movie and the Axiom scene or whatever the ship is called.
The only thing I remember from Wall-E, other than how, like, Wall-E is pretty much, like, the main character of, like, Fallout 5. Is that, like, literally everybody on the ship is just, like, an overweight, like, gigantic gumball.
They didn't take advantage of the jogging track that was on the ship.
No.
That reminds me of, like, in the first Super Mario Galaxy game, I forget what galaxy it is. I think it's Space Junk. And like, the galaxy literally has COVID-19.
It looks like COVID-19, shape of the...
Yeah, it does. It looks like COVID-19.
I'm gonna have to check that out when we do a future episode of Mario Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy 1 or 2?
1.
I have Mario Galaxy 2. I don't have Mario Galaxy 1.
I have it on my hard drive back home.
Okay.
I also have the Wii version. The actual copy of Mario Galaxy. I could bring it over here or something. If we ever wanted to play it.
Are you boys enjoying your Shamrock Shake?
Yeah, this is actually... I was actually having my doubts about this, but... now that my doubts are, you know, dissolved, I'm feeling good about this.
You gotta try it with the whipped cream.
I don't normally consume whipped cream. When we did Nogfest,
that was the one exception.
Yeah, we didn't put that in the video for the viewers watching at home. That was just an inside joke between me and Anthony, one of the other guests in the chat. But anyway, I normally don't, you know, eat whipped cream or whatever.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know why, but it's just not with me.
Is it like the texture?
I don't know why.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't whipped cream either, but...
Because, like, I just ate it, like, straight out of the can during Knockfest, and I was like, oh, okay, this isn't that bad.
Yeah.
I'm still mad about all the stuff you guys put in that drink that I was, like, blindfolded.
Hey, it wouldn't be a real punishment if we didn't make it hurt somehow.
Yeah, but you guys put, like, a hot sauce and freaking icing in
there. I saw that.
That's a part of the punishment!
I saw that on the stream.
Yeah,
it was definitely something.
Like, if I knew Anthony would have actually done it, I wouldn't have fucking suggested it.
I don't know, but hopefully, like, this year that the pandemic is.
I just hope done. This shit ends because it gets old.
Yeah.
After a while, it really does get old.
If it feels like that is not never going to end, like, based on. Like, what I've seen, like, on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be existent, because it slowly has to die out.
Yeah.
And until, like, the last COVID case, you're still going to have to wear masks.
Yeah.
But at least we don't have to wear masks, like, since we're so low risk. Yeah. I mean, all of us have pretty much had COVID. Have you had COVID, Devin?
I don't think I have. I took one of those, like, home test things when I thought I did, and surprisingly, it came back negative.
I had, my whole family had COVID, and I was the only person who didn't have symptoms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was chilling out in my bedroom watching The Mandalorian eating pork roll.
Should have ate pizza bagels or something.
No, I already burnt myself. I'm not on another burn.
I think in late 2020, I was tested for COVID, like, it was like before Christmas season, like Christmas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all I can say is I'm somehow, I don't know how, but I just somehow dodged COVID
yeah.
a lot, and I'm surprised I didn't catch it.
My friend actually got, Alex, or Aiden, you know, you remember Mikey, right?
Yeah.
So he actually got COVID before COVID was actually, like, a thing, and he didn't know what it was. Yeah, he didn't know what it was at the time. But I remember back when we were in school in February, he actually was, like, sick for a while.
Oh,
and then he came back, and he had, like, very similar symptoms to, like, what COVID was. But people didn't know what it was before it happened. So he's like, yeah, Steve, I had, like, this weird symptom, and I was like,
so he was our high school's patient zero, and that got us shut down. I gotta give him a huge thank you for that.
Yeah.
junior year was fucking awesome.
It really was.
Yeah.
Like, well, you were a sophomore.
Well, I was a sophomore.
Yeah, like, you're an underdog.
Yeah.
We're going to be going to your graduation, by the way. We're going to be dressing up in suits. We're going to be congratulating you. I'll even bring, like, my old graduation sign. Like, it's bizarre what my photo looks like. I look like a real estate agent.
Do you still have, like, the triple neck beard, too?
I don't know if I have that. All I know is, like, if I planted that outside of some random person's house, they're going to think that, like, I'm selling their house or something.
What's up, Devin? What's up, Devin? They come up to you because they see the sign and they're like, what's up, Devin?
What if I ever spoke at a graduation, but I don't think I am.
Aiden pulls a boombox and plays Setting on a Hot Dog.
No, he's gonna play The Difference by Aiden.
And then you stand up in the audience, you're like, what is the difference between jokes and seriousness?
No, I'd be singing my verse.
Looks like you need some help from an old friend.
Like, you need to play the radio edit, though, because there are some curse words. And yeah. I don't think our
producer... You have a radio edit?
Yeah, we actually got done working on that a couple of days ago.
Yeah, like,
that's cool. You should put that on Spotify, too.
I'm uploading that to my YouTube channel, which I'll leave a link in the description.
What is it, somewhere. Like the Kidz Bop clean version?
No. It's upload...
I would not approve Kidz Bop using any of my songs.
I hate Kidz Bop music.
They just ruin every single
thing. There's this one song where it's like, what is it?
They ruined WAP with Kidz Bop.
Yeah.
That song, I don't know if it's Cardi B who made it or...
It was Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay, thanks.
Apparently
he works for so many music companies, he knows pretty much everything about the music.
WAP is like a sextuple platinum hit.
I mean, it literally has...
I'm surprised it did so good. I mean, like, my friends...
It's such a stupid song,
it is kind of stupid, but at the same time, it's kind of funny because for the entire time I was hanging out with my friends Briley and Scott, if you're listening to that, thank you for those good times, by the way. I had to put up with listening to that for, like, 2 months, maybe 3 months before they were like, I'm bored with the song, let's find something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend Briley started playing, what was it, Water Fountain by Alec Benjamin. I don't know if she was like trying
I've never heard of that.
It's like some sort of like twisted like love song. Like, I don't know exactly.
What's it called?
Water Fountain. Like, the artist's name is Alec Benjamin.
Interesting. I'll have to check it out.
At first I was like, why is she playing this song? And then once I got like time to like... you know, go home and like listen to the lyrics on my own, I was like, oh my god, she's like hitting on me or something. Like, my mind was just like in a fucking scramble of like, why is she doing this?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Especially because I've known her for like almost 10 years at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe a little longer, I'm not sure. But
you guys remember when Old Town Road was like really popular?
Oh my god.
That literally what introduced me to Lil Nas X. And I mean, I'm sure that's...
I still find it, like, insane that he did that song with Miley Cyrus's dad. It's, of all people, why Billy Ray Cyrus?
Well, Billy Ray Cyrus himself is a country artist, and that song that Lil Nas X did...
But that's a rap song. The country doesn't work with rap.
It really doesn't.
It's kind of... I mean, it is country rap, whatever.
That doesn't exist.
Country rap? That's just...
It's just like Phineas and Ferb discovering something that doesn't exist.
That's just pop country music.
What I was trying to say is that it is a mix of country and rap.
So do you like Old Town Road?
I do.
You're technically a country fan.
No, I'm not.
But a country songwriter worked on that song, so you're technically listening to a country song.
Checkmate, Aiden.
I don't really listen to country, but I do like rap and I like that song.
We got you checkmated. It's a country song. You're listening to a country song.
What is this, chess?
No, yeah. Yeah.
Actually, something crazy I realized about chess, I mean, I also saw it on like a Tumblr post of all things, but
when I read it, I was like, oh, that's why chess hasn't been upgraded, because it's so good. So apparently, like, you know, like how pawns or whatever, though, like the pieces that are in the front, you can, if you move them to the other side of the board, they can like transform into like a queen or something.
Yeah, of course.
That suggests that each pieces have gender or whatever, and pretty much, you know, the pawn can shapeshift into any other pieces except for the king. If I'm not mistaken,
it's not really a gender; it's more of like a class.
Okay, but think about it like this. I mean, there's queen and king, so there's definitely gender involved in some way. Even though it's like an inanimate object that describes a class, it still signifies that, you know, there is gender.
Really?
So technically, if you think about it. You know, there's like a bunch of women on the board, and the king is the only guy there. So in reality, chess is some sort of twisted harem battle that you're supposed to win.
Then where the fuck did you have time to think of all this?
I already told you. I saw this on Tumblr as well, and I was like, oh my god, it makes sense why chess is so popular.
I've never been on Tumblr.
Oh, you need to check it out. Some of the stuff you can find on there is actually pretty wild and funny.
That's how I am with Reddit. Reddit's like
Reddit is so much fun too.
There's a legitimate reason why I go on Reddit
just to make yourself laugh
instead of Twitter. Like,
that's what I usually.
For example, Aiden, you probably saw my Snapchat story the other day, but Devin, you probably didn't, or maybe
I don't think I did. But go on.
I was working the other day, and someone ordered, they ordered food, and on the bag description, they wrote, what did they write? They wrote, car looks like toaster on wheels.
Toaster on wheels.
What?
Toaster on wheels.
Honda Element looks like toaster on wheels.
I have seen that. What the heck?
I didn't see that, though. Can you pull up a picture of the Honda Element? I need to confirm this now.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear, if it's like one of those like boxy cars from the 70s, I'm going to
it's
like...
It's a 2011 boxy car.
Just show me the thing, please.
This is Carvana.
I'm gonna close my eyes too, because I'm really.
Where... Steven.
Oh, that's the microphone. All right,
let me see. Oh my god. Wait, let me see.
Oh my god.
Oh my, that's not.
Wait. You can spin it around.
That looks like a. Oh my god.
What the heck?
That looks like a cross between like a Ford F-150, a Jeep Wrangler, and...
How it feels to drive a Ford F-150.
Can I finish, please?
How it feels to chew 5 gum.
How it feels to chew 5 gum.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, this looks like the cross between a Ford F-150, one of those like Kia cars or whatever, though, with
Kia
like...
Soul?
I think it's a Kia Soul, and yeah, this looks like a cross between a Kia Soul, Ford F-150, and a Jeep Wrangler, like with like the detachable hood and doors and shit. Mm-hmm. This looks too bizarre to even exist.
Do you guys know what Jux are?
Jux? No, I don't. What is that?
A Jeep truck?
Yeah. My dad hates Jux. He actually, like, whenever we see one, my dad's like, Steven, look, it's a freaking Jux. I'm like, it's okay, Dad. Just fuel your anger out on the Jux.
how did that happen? Was there like a?
It's just a cross between a Jeep and a truck. It's a Jux. It's like what is it? A llama is a cross between a horse and a donkey. Is it a horse and a donkey?
A giraffe. I mean, because the long necks or whatever.
No, hold on.
I mean, llamas, I think you can ride them, but I'm not sure.
Is your mama a llama?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Aiden, what are you, 6?
Yes, Stephen, I am 6 years old.
No, it's a mule. It's a mule is a...
I mean,
huh?
Hold on.
Sorry, Steven, I don't speak alcoholic.
A mule is the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse.
Gotcha. Okay, but where did you get that from being a llama?
Oh, a llama.
I mean, come on, Steve.
This is a llama.
I actually had no idea that a llama was a combination of two animals.
I mean, I just think it looks like a combination between, like, a horse and a giraffe because of the fucking long necks that the llamas have.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I've seen alpacas as well.
Wait, what was that?
Alpacas.
Okay, like, I guess.
No, I mean, they're not llamas, but...
There's a lot of bizarre animals I've seen. Like, I've seen ostriches, like, up close. They always, like, try to, like,
pet No, your... it's not a llama. What am I thinking of? A zebra. A zebra is... Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I was just filling in and, like, some, like, bizarre animals I've seen, like, ostriches, like, up close. Like, you try to feed them, though, they'll try to, like, peck your fingers instead.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's why I was terrified of them as a kid, because, like, I was afraid they were going to, like, peck me or something. Or maybe they were just...
I mean, they are dangerous animals. So.
Or maybe they were just chasing me and just pecking my head or something. I don't know.
They are very dangerous animals. Like, I've seen videos of... I think there's one video where I think someone was riding a motorbike or something, and an ostrich was completely after him.
No! You know what I was thinking of? Sorry.
Oh God, what, Stephen?
They're called...
they're called... I do not like that sign.
They're called Z-Dogs.
What?
What?
The Z-Dog is a cross between a zebra and a donkey.
What? Let me see.
I'm going to hit you, Stephen.
What?
Z-Dunk. That's what it's actually called. Z-Dunks.
I'm going to hit you.
There's also other animals. Hold on. There's a wolfin? There's a...
What?
There's a liger? A pit?
Liger.
It's like a crackhead saying these.
Liger?
There's a beefalo.
Hey, what?
I'm going to throw my car keys.
I have never heard of these animals.
You've never heard of a Zorse?
No. What? A Zorse?
What the hell is wrong with you?
No, wait, it's a Zorse.
I think I'm going to have an aneurysm after this.
are those real?
Yes.
I'm going to fall over on my chair. Like, I'm going to, like, lean Let me back show you the fucking die.
Let me show you the wolfin.
Who's that, a wolf and a dolphin?
No, it's a whale dolphin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
A wolfin is an extremely rare hybrid born from a mating of a female bottlenose dolphin with a male killer whale. The name implies
that... That's how do you mix those two up? How horny do you have to be to, like, call someone, like, 10 times as big as you?
It's a wolfin. Let me keep looking.
There's... A killer whale is much bigger than a bottlenose dolphin, isn't
what
it?
What other animals are there?
I think so. Like, I mean, there should be, because whales are massive, too. Well, the killer whale is... I'm not sure if it's actually a whale. I think it's... it is part of the dolphin family.
The beefalo.
The what?
Beefalo.
Beefalo.
It's the hybrid of a cattle with a bison. It's a beefalo.
Shouldn't it be called, like, bison low or
bison alo? That just sounds dumb.
Beefalo. It kind of does. I have to agree with Steven on that one.
What's a pizzly?
Pizzlet.
A pizzly. Pizzly? Pizzly.
Oh my God. This episode is just getting ridiculous.
That's how all of our episodes are.
Okay, but this one's even more ridiculous.
Okay. Did you guys have something to talk about?
I mean, not really, to be honest. I mean...
Aiden, think of... What is the first thing that comes to your mind when I say these words? You ready?
Oh, we're doing a word association game.
Yeah, this will be fun, but I'll do it as St. Patrick's Day words.
All right.
Corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash. I'm thinking of like meat products or something.
No, you have to. Wait. You have to say the first thing that comes to your mind. You can't think about it. You just have to say random garbage.
Corned beef hash. I don't know. I guess cornbread? I don't know.
Okay, shamrock.
Green. or plant.
How about this one? Potato.
Vegetable.
Okay, this might be easier to do with Devin, because Devin knows how to do these.
I'm ready.
I'm sorry.
All right, shut up.
It's okay. Leprechaun.
Elf.
Drunken grandpa.
My grandfather.
Shamrock shake.
Plant.
Potato.
Irish.
You're gonna say my grandpa.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, my fucking head hurts now. Oh god.
We have no idea what.
Just keep going, I guess.
Pot of gold. Come on, say it.
Rainbow,
yeah, what Aiden said.
Sitting on a hot dog.
Aiden Brown, the big dude. God
damn it.
No, you deserve that.
Why?
Because.
Why do I deserve that?
The Difference, starring Grieved Inferno.
My merchandise coming out, I don't know when. Okay, but seriously, I do have a merch I'm working on.
Green bagels.
What the fuck is wrong with my bagel?
Bread.
Bread.
Cornbread.
Corn.
Bakery.
I don't know.
Here, now you guys do it to me. I think it'll be more fun.
Light night show.
Potato.
Let's say Brookdale.
Failing grades.
Being in school. Wait.
Failing grades.
Xbox.
Failing grades.
The Walking Dead.
Steven Sisko.
Harry Potter.
Steven Sisko.
Harambe.
Steven Sisko.
Absolute hilarity with Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Devin Farajean.
Yes.
I'm a game lucky cop.
Devin Farajean.
Box.
Huh?
Nintendo, I said box.
Nintendo Switch.
guitar.
Hero.
Resident Evil.
Silent Hill.
PT.
Shinji Mikami.
I didn't even know what that is.
It's a person, Aiden.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Music.
Grieved Inferno.
Yes.
Now I guess you're doing me, Aiden.
What's up?
I guess now you're doing me. Not like that, chat. Shut up.
After that, we'll go into our last topic of.
All right, but for now, I guess me and Aiden will do the word association game.
That'll do.
Just as filler.
All right. Shamrock shake.
Green.
Microphone.
Boom.
Bongos.
Did someone say boom?
Shut the fuck up, Steven.
Bongos.
Donkey Kong.
PlayStation 5.
Router. Wi-Fi router.
GameCube.
It's not a cube.
Then what is it?
Not a cube.
Speakers.
Aiden, you're just looking around the room and saying things.
I don't know.
Car keys.
Huh?
Car keys.
I need to leave.
The fitness grand pacer test.
Is a test that measures speed and distance. You will start when you hear this sound.
Yes.
All right, I'm done with this game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on.
The last part of this podcast I want to talk about. Do you guys have any, like, St. Patrick's Day memories?
I know when my dad took me to one of the parades at one point, and they were driving, like, a bunch of, like, floats or whatever, though, and, like, one truck that was following them, like, it was a part of the parade. They had a, one of them, like, an old DeLorean car, like, on the back of the...
Like, the Back to the Future DeLorean?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, like, modified to look like the time machine. It was just a stock DeLorean car.
Interesting.
And, like, I know my dad, you know, was like, yeah, that's a car from... And then I interrupted him, like, yeah, Back to the Future. He was like, how do you know about that movie? My grandfather has that on VHS, and I watched that. And he was like, oh.
Your grandpa has Back to the Future?
I think he used to. I don't know what happened to the tape, but...
Interesting.
Yeah, I remember...
I have a VHS collection up there.
Huh.
I have Men in Black on VHS. Yeah.
I have a bunch of VHSs at my house, but I don't really use them anymore.
You need to convert them to a DVD or something.
How can you do that?
I can probably... I mean, I know at some point this actually... To change gears suddenly. There was a few times where I was doing DoorDash or whatever, though, and, like... This was in, like, neighborhoods that were, like, getting rid of, like, a bunch of junk that they didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a few times, like, I pulled up to, like, the same areas, I guess, and the...
While
like,
you were DoorDashing?
Yeah. Okay. Like, they weren't, like, just walking out with them, though. They'd been sitting on the road already for, like, a couple of hours or something beforehand. I pull over at one point, and I just got out of the car, and I just started taking some electronics with me and putting them in my car just
what,
to get
what
them...
What did you take? What was it?
The only things that I took were an old... like those old, like, bulky TVs or whatever that they don't make anymore, and I think...
Like the box TVs?
Yeah, like the CRT, like the TVs that still have the tubes in them and shit. Mm. And I took home, I think, one of those... I think I took home a couple of VHS players, haven't really tested those yet. I also took home a DVD player, and I think an old typewriter as well.
Wow.
The typewriter, unfortunately, did not work.
Dang.
That sucks.
I still have yet to try out the VHS players.
How about the CRT?
The TV itself does work.
Interesting.
And it works surprisingly well.
Do you know there's actually, I've seen on Reddit, there's actually people that hook up, like, their Nintendo Switch to a CRT.
I know. I have one of those converter boxes as well.
Really?
So I'm able to do it, and actually, it's not really worth it.
Really?
No.
Okay. Aiden, do you have any St. Patrick's Day memories?
Well, I do have something, yes. Back then, my parents would do like a a yearly tradition thing for the night of St. Patrick's Day or something, like while I was sleeping or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, my parents like every St. Patrick's Day, before I wake up, I would have a note that says, you did not catch me, because it's like a, supposedly there was like a leprechaun that comes to people's houses every
so year. Your parents pretty much had you believe that a leprechaun was Santa,
kind of.
Interesting.
And, what was the so-called leprechaun supposed to do or whatever?
Walk into the house with green paint like on the feet.
Paint.
Yeah. And
my elementary school didn't do that.
No. Well.
Yeah, I'm talking about my elementary school, and I somehow still remember that.
like what happened?
I think like the janitorial staff or whoever went in the building. Oh, my voice just cracked there. Anyway, yeah, like the staff, I think, would sprinkle like a little bit of this like gold powder or whatever, though, in like the hallways and like some stairs where it would go.
I remember we used to do that.
I think it was more for like the little kids, like the kindergarten, second grade, somewhere around that age range. And they would make them think, oh, the leprechaun left us gold or something. And I think like they gave the kids like, I don't know if it was like one of those like chocolate candies that came in like the shape of like a gold coin.
Yeah,
or,
like, yeah. I was just about to say that.
Most likely one of those.
Interesting.
And I don't know the full story or whatever. I'd have to ask my principal or something.
You still talk to your principal?
Yeah, me and him still keep tabs. He actually wanted to get me a job at our local radio station, but he did say I had to have like a degree in communications, I think, or I don't know what exactly he said, but like all he told me was like if I brought up his name in one of those like invoice things, or whatever, though, like to send out a message to apply.
What radio
whatever.
Station?
95.9 The Rat.
Oh, dude.
It's like right by my house.
That I've been wanting to work for a radio station for a real long time.
I think they're taking interns or whatever, but I'm not entirely sure like what the process is. All my principal told me was to mention the fact that I know him because he's good friends with the people who work there.
What if I use you as my person? I'll be like, I know Devin who knows this person who knows that person.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure if that would work, but you could give it a try.
What if me and Steven decide to do like a podcast, or if they're doing podcasts?
I don't think they do that on the radio, Aiden.
No,
they don't.
Dang.
This is like public radio too.
Oh yeah. I guess it makes sense, but the I mean, I would love to take part in like. That kind of thing.
We're already doing one. What are you talking about?
I mean, yeah.
Plus, we have our own equipment. We do it for pretty much nothing.
That's true.
And you know what? It gives us an opportunity to have our fans, like, you know, ask us questions, and maybe we'll even like set that up where like certain episodes, like certain milestones, whatever, they can send us questions and we can read them and answer them on a podcast.
I've actually done that before.
Let's paint the scene for this one. Imagine Arcade Kingdom gets like 1,000 subscribers or 2,000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. You do like a special where like you say, hey, fill out just fill out a form, ask a question, and we'll answer it on our podcast.
Yeah,
it can pretty much be like that.
We could do
something for that, like on Snapchat too. Like, you know, what are those? How do you set that up? It's like a send it.
Yeah, like
you need like another app or something in order to do that.
Yeah. But I tried looking up on the App Store and they don't have it anymore.
Really?
Like,
well, I was able to get a hold of it from one of the people that I have on Snapchat that goes to my school, and
what's the app called?
It's called Send It. Like it's. I was able to get it through like a link that was provided in that inner Snapchat story, and I was able to like I get questions from people.
Is this
anonymously? Let me see. Yes.
Oh, okay. Because
you just spelt it wrong in the beginning. I don't.
Probably. I tried using Let Me Know. Have you ever heard of that?
Let Me Know.
I try
to get YOLO, but
YOLO doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. I wonder why they got rid of it though.
Anyways, my last St. Patrick's Day story, as it is my turn to speak. Every year before COVID came and effed everything up, every St. Patrick's Day, we'd go to my uncle's house, and inside his house, he has, like, an illegitimate bar in his basement, and,
oh, boy, this is getting interesting.
It is, yeah, so I would pretend I was the bartender, and I would have, like a glass cup that said tips on it, and I'd just, like, get all my cousins and uncles' beer. And I just sat on, like, the cooler drinking, like, Capri Sun to the opening beers.
Really?
Yeah. But, yeah, I had fun doing it. And We did it like every year until COVID happened, and this will be the third year that we haven't gone to their house. But I've been doing that for 5-6 years. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Please tell me it's still ongoing.
I hope so. I don't know.
You hope that you still go over to your cousin's house, pretend to be a bartender, drinking Capri Sun, and just holding a tip jar like, hey, can you give me some change?
Yeah, well, it's like cash tips for like getting them drinks.
I know, but still.
Well, hopefully if the pandemic ends soon or something.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it ends this year, but hoping when it does,
mm-hmm.
You'll be able to do that tradition.
Yeah, I also remember before the COVID happened, we went to the parade in New York, and I went to the Trump building inside, and I went to I went inside and went to Starbucks because it was like freezing cold. I just remember standing outside in, like, the freezing cold rain, watching
goodness.
The parade, yeah. It's always on St. Patrick's Day in New York. It's either raining, cold, or just, like, extremely sunny. And it's never just one thing. It's always, like, multiple.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So, but you walk into the building. Wait, do you not walk into the building or just get a look at the building and...
No, it's inside the building. It's a Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. But it's like right on the... What street is it that they go down? Is it 10th?
I have no clue. I've never been to that building, so I don't know.
Have you been to the New York City parade or no?
No. I've only been to New York City, or not only, but most of the time I was in New York City, basically just doing something for Christmas.
My uncle used to be a cop in New York City, and he used to do like the bagpipes. Anyways, we're just about finished with the podcast. Is there anything you guys want to say before we end the recording?
I mean, I really don't have anything to say, really. I don't. Unless Aiden has something to say, then we can go ahead and cut it off here.
Yeah, I think
all right, then we're cutting it off here, then.
Okay. That
works. All right.
You guys want to play Chibi Robo?